WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Supreme Court temporarily blocking restrictions on mifepristone, the so-called abortion pill, put into place by a ruling by a Texas judge who reversed the Food and Drug Administration's 2000 approval of the drug. This while the Justice Department asked the Supreme Court to overrule that judge's decision and restore full access to mifepristone. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham telling ABC's This Week.
I think the radical abortion policies of the Biden administration are wrong, but at the end of the day, we're a rule of law nation, and let's see what the Supreme Court does with this.
This weekend, seeing a pair of mass shootings in the South. In Alabama, law enforcement officials confirmed two people have died and multiple people were injured in a shooting in Dadeville. It's about an hour's drive from Montgomery. Police say the shooting happened at a teenage birthday party. No word on suspects or arrests. And someone who hasn't been caught opened fire on people gathered in a Louisville, Kentucky park Saturday night, killing two people, injuring four others. This is ABC News. In Sudan's capital, deadly clashes erupting. The Washington Post reporting dozens have died, including three World Food Program workers. The fighting part of escalating armed conflicts between the military and paramilitary groups. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge reports.
Sudan descending into violence. A powerful rogue faction of Sudan's military going to war with the regular army, which is led by the Sudanese leader, General Fatah al-Burhan. The military infighting a dangerous power struggle between two Sudanese generals. This citizen asking why the generals are fighting for power when people in Sudan are fighting for food to eat.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's looking forward to returning to the Capitol tomorrow. The 81-year-old has been recovering after suffering a concussion in early March. The Senate is reconvening after a two-week spring break. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden wants to raise taxes on Americans earning more than $400,000 a year. The rate would go from the current 3.8% to 5%. The new revenue would be used to shore up Medicare. Some of the biggest supporters of the bill are those who would get taxed the most. More from Eric Gladys.
Morris Pearl with the group Patriotic Millionaire says there's more than enough money to fund Medicare. He argues the wealthiest Americans, especially those living off of their investments, can and should be paying more.
We can ask the financially challenged people who need Medicare to sacrifice more by having less medical care, or we can ask the ultra-rich to sacrifice more by being a little bit less ultra-rich.
Biden's proposal would keep Medicare solvent for at least the next 25 years, according to estimates by the Medicare Office of the Chief Actuary. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised it will not advance in Congress. Critics say raising taxes would hurt the economy. They argue that people would spend less if their earnings drop. Pearl agrees that the economy depends on consumer spending and says working Americans who spend most of what they bring home should be allowed to keep more of their money.
The very rich people are not going to spend more money. They'll just become a little bit richer.
More than 65 million people across the U.S. depend on Medicare coverage, but the fund's trustees warn that cuts to benefits will be necessary by 2028 without increased revenues. Pearl notes that the nation's economy was strong under the Republican Eisenhower administration, when the wealthiest Americans paid tax rates up to 90% on their second, third, and fourth millions.
And there's no reason why people who make a lot of money now should be paying not the same tax rate of people who work for a living, but actually lower tax rates. We need to change the system.
This is Eric Gladys reporting.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock No Sour Ha Ha Funny Hour. No Sour, happy, fun time, ha ha, power hour. Welcome to the No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada. Wisconsin. So what makes a true Wisconsin dive bar? We would love to hear your criteria. 844-967-2789. What makes a true Wisconsin dive bar?
And which one is your favorite?
Oh, good. Ooh. Good tag. Huh? And which Wisconsin dive bar is your favorite? And our next guest has seen a lot of the dive bars in Wisconsin because he, in fact, runs the Instagram account, TikTok account, Facebook page for Wisco Dive Bars, where he reviews Wisconsin dive bars. Please welcome to the show, Jared Schutz. How you doing today, Jared?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're great.
Peachy.
You know, it's a beautiful Wednesday in Wisconsin. I'm sure there's a dive bar somewhere we would like to be drinking outside, and maybe we will after the show is over.
That'd be awesome.
But Jared, so where did you grow up?
I graduated from Spring Valley, a little town. Now it's around 1,400 people. It's right on Highway 29. I say between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities, or between River Falls and Menominee for a little closer proximity.
Okay, great. And so were you always a fan of dive bars?
Once I turned 21.
Okay, fair.
Maybe
good
I was at a dive bar or two. Yeah, maybe I was at a dive bar or two before I was 21. But yeah, I've always been a fan, and I just love to be able to promote these awesome places, these awesome owners, the patrons. Where else are you gonna find a dive bar commercial other than on Wisco Dive Bar Reviews?
There you go. When did this start for you? Because you have so many posts. Was it just one day you're like, I must document these? The world must know.
Yeah, I don't know that there was one actual day per se, but I think it was kind of something that slowly built in my head. And it was January 13th of last year. I was at work talking to the guys on a Thursday. I work 4/10s at my regular job. Okay. And so it was Thursday, so our weekend was coming, and I just asked the guys. I said, you guys, how many bars do you think Wisconsin has? And we were like, you know, who knows? And then I'm like, well, how many bars do you guys think Pierce County has, which is a county that I live in? And we could kind of count in our head. Well, then I actually, on my last break, then I went out and Googled, and Google said there's 3,403 bars in the state of Wisconsin. But I think that's actually low because I believe there's over 5,000 places in the Tavern League.
This, when I was in my stand-up, when I was still had my like solid 8 minutes, a lot of it was the fact that I was from Wisconsin, and I had a joke about like Wisconsin having so many bars, and the joke was Wisconsin has the same amount of bars as California, and 1/10 of the population.
I like how you went into your presenter voice when you did that.
But that's the truth. It's like I said, the tagline should be "Come to Wisconsin, get your own bar."
Yeah.
But we have the per capita, we have the most bars of any state in the country.
Yeah, baby.
Actually, Wisconsin, I think, is number three.
What?
I think North Dakota and Montana are one or two, but their population
really?
Is
really?
Because there's like five people in each state. That doesn't count. Right. They barely count. Yeah.
So they get a bar.
Yeah, if you have 15 people in your state and three bars, that doesn't make you qualified.
Well, I was going to say they basically have a bar for every resident in North Dakota and Montana.
Right.
True. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
after I had that conversation with the guys at work on January 13th, January 14th is when I created the account. I didn't swipe anything. I didn't look at any videos. I created the account, dropped my first video, and it just took off. That video has over 580,000 views, and Wisco Dive Bar Reviews was born, and people were commenting instantly, you should come to this bar. You should come to this bar. And that's still what happens.
Yeah.
My first one was a little bit different. I did a Langer's Bar. They call it Far East Ellsworth here. Ellsworth Cheese Curds isn't far away. And it was just a little 27-second video of me driving in, basically a video panning the back of the bar. And then for whatever reason, the second bar that I did, the Spillway in Spring Valley, which is my hometown watering hole, for whatever reason, I did, hey, I'm outside the Spillway in my hometown, Spring Valley, blah, blah, blah. Let's go in, and that stuck. Like, that's the intro that...
Yeah, I noticed that every time when you click on every video, you have the same intro, which I really like. I like that. It's got that uniformity to it, so...
We're talking to Jared Schutz, who is the creator and content creator for Wisco Dive Bars, which is where he basically, pretty simple premise, goes to dive bars all over Wisconsin and shows you what they're like. And so how many have you done in total so far?
I believe the number is 314.
Wow.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. You're doing good work.
What is your ritual when you go? Like, do you have a certain drink that you order? How much time do you make sure you spend there? Like, what is what do you have to absorb to really feel like you're getting the experience of that dive bar?
It varies. There's some times where I will plan on going out and hit a place on a Friday that has a fish fry. I'm a Busch Light drinker. That's just my drink of choice. There's out of the 314 bars, I think there's been five that haven't had Busch Light. So, but I say I'm typically, I'll hang around for a half hour, 45 minutes. And if I, get talking to the locals, I may stay a little bit longer, and I try to keep some sort of itinerary, but it's so hard because, I can't say, well, I'm going to go stop here, then I'm going to go here, then I'm going to go here, because it always happens where the locals be like, oh, there's this cool bar just down the street, 4 blocks or 4 miles, and you have to go. I'm like, well, I'm there, so like it makes sense. And next thing you know, that happens again to the next bar. Next thing you know, my itinerary is blown out of the water, so I don't even really try to keep one except really my starting point.
844-967-2789. Your favorite Wisconsin dive bar. You can text or you can call. Jared, I would think, though, that you can't really make a determination on how divey the bar is unless you use the restroom.
yes. And there's been times where I forget to use the bathroom, because there's times my girlfriend goes out with me at a lot of these places, and her bladder is way smaller than mine is. She will attest to that. And she'll come out. She's like, oh, it's like, babe, you got to see the bathroom. You got to see the bathroom. So I'm like, all right, well, I got to go see the men's room. So there's times where I have forgotten to go look at the bathrooms, because sometimes you don't know what you're in for when you go in there.
Well, that was the one to promote that you were coming on the show today. I didn't know what to expect. I like blind reacted to one of your videos on TikTok, and I forgot exactly where it was, but you show, and here's the men's room, and it's just a dirt pile. Like, there actually is no stall. There is no sign. It is just a corner in the back of the bar, not the back of the bar, but outside for you to go in. And then the women's is like the worst nightmare version of an outhouse I've ever seen in my life.
That would be the Plywood Palace in Mutwa.
Mutwa.
Wow.
It's 15 minutes west or so of Ashland. I actually pronounced it Mutwa, I believe, in my intro, and I was corrected numerous times. And we were there last June, I believe it was last July, and that is the Lambeau Field of dive bars. I mean, if you're a football fan, you want to go to Lambeau Field. And if you're a dive bar fan, you have to go to the Plywood Palace, without a doubt.
So I have a question, sort of a two-parter. When you are offered advice on a dive bar, what sort, do you have to take in the research to make sure it really meets your requirements? And on top of that, have you walked into a place or gone to a place, you're like, this is an Applebee's?
Yeah. You know, it did. So my account is obviously Wisco Dive Bars, but as I started doing it and going to more places, I realized there's so many places that are actually really nice. And and with everything that happened with COVID, I feel like there was a lot of places that did take that time off to renovate. And just because they're not a total, you know, dirt show or, you know, whatever you want to call it. But so many of these places are just staples of the communities, the small towns that they're in, and they really do mean a lot to these communities, because they give back so much. Mm-hmm. And that's why I do what I do. Is I figured if I can make them a few extra bucks, they're going to put it right back into the community. So
844-967-2789, your favorite dive bar in Wisconsin. Joining us on the line, one of my favorite people in the world, to the extent that I'm claiming we are related, Maggie Dawn joins us on the phone. Maggie, where's your favorite dive bar?
Hey, Kristen. Hey, Jay. Great to be on. Super fun topic, right? So my favorite dive bar, I'm an Eastsider, is the Standard Bar off of Brady Street. It's on Franklin. It's a great, great bar. It was interesting. You guys were just getting to the topic that I wanted to ask the dive bar reviewer, which is, I think there's a great art in Wisconsin of the local neighborhood bar. I don't know if it's necessarily divey, right? For example, one of the reasons I love the Standards is that their bathrooms smell clean, are cold, and are clean, right? And so I think we've got this great tradition of little tiny tucked away neighborhood bars that do give back. They run fundraisers when regulars run into a spot of health issues or somebody's deployed, things like that. So I was just wondering what you all thought about the difference between dive bar and neighborhood bars. Thanks much. Fun topic today.
Thanks, Maggie. That's Jared, in your travels and your 300-plus bars that you've attended, what would you say the difference between a dive bar and a neighborhood bar are, or what the overlap is? You have a minute, and then we have to do a break. So if I have to cut you off, we'll answer it on the other side.
Okay. I would say, like, your true dive bars, a lot of them don't serve food, and you might not want to eat food from there. these neighborhood... You know, these neighborhood bars, you know, that the caller was mentioning, they might be great places and have some of the best food that you're ever gonna have.
All right.
So I'm gonna
cut you off just because I don't want to get the commercial to cut us off. But Jared Schutz is our guest talking about Wisconsin dive bars. We'll be back in just a minute. Why don't we do it?
Oh, Don't settle for big box.
O-Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, O-Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with O-Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 58. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows level off around 35. A mixture of precipitation likely again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. Greg Bach is here because it's Wednesday. And we are talking to Jared Schutz, who is the creator of the Wisco Dive Bar's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Are you posting those videos anywhere else?
YouTube as well. Yeah.
YouTube. So go check out if you would like to see over 300 different reviews / visualizations of dive bars around the state of Wisconsin. Definitely go check out that account because there's some doozies on there. Do you have a... We'll get to... I want to get to the game. So okay. If we get through the game, I'll ask this question.
Okay. But Greg Bach, it's a very
go, ahead, go ahead and set up the game that we're going to play.
So we here at As Goes Wisconsin Laboratories of Research here came up with a fine game to test your knowledge, Jared, of a dive bar versus what's become very prevalent nowadays, which is a hipster dive bar. And I think we all know the differences, but I'm going to throw out some examples, and I want you to tell me if it's a dive bar or a hipster dive bar. So here we go. All first right. one. The mounted head of a moose.
Oh, that's a dive bar.
Correct. $2 old fashions.
Dive bar.
The mounted head of a jackalope.
Definitely a dive bar.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. $22 Harvey Wallbanger.
What's that? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
$22 Harvey Wallbanger.
Oh, that's definitely a hipster bar.
Okay. Coin-operated cigarette machine.
Oh, dive bar.
My Uncle Gary.
I'm assuming dive bar.
Yeah, it is. There it is. a Bitcoin-operated cigarette, a vape cartridge dispenser.
Oh, that's a hipster place for sure.
My Cousin Hawthorne.
Hipster, I'm thinking.
Awesome. A wooden bar that no matter how many times you wipe it down, it's sticky.
Oh, dive bar for sure.
A copper bar that no matter how many times you'd wipe it down, it's wet.
That's a hipster bar.
And then finally, a guy drinking at the bar with his 7-year-old son in the back shooting pool.
That is a Wisco dive bar.
There it is.
Well done, Jerry.
What about pull tabs? Is that both?
Yes, because I just went to a hipster bar the other day, and they had pull tabs.
Were you surprised? Really? Did you play?
No, I never do that stuff. No, I don't gamble. I'm not.
That's a good question. Do you ever rate the games? Because I feel like that's a quintessential part of the dive bar Wisconsin experience, is the amount of gambling you can do while drinking.
Yeah, I don't. I kind of take the whole experience and just kind of roll it all into one. And you know, I could rate them on a dive scale or, you know, as far as beer prices scale. But, you know, and with my reviews, too, I keep all my reviews 100% positive.
Yeah.
I'm here to get people to come in versus tearing places down. Because if I really wanted to, I could find something to nitpick about. But I'm not that way in real life, so I'm not going to run my account that way. I love positivity.
844-967-2789, your favorite Wisconsin dive bar, 715, checking in. White Creek traumatized me. I saw you went there, and I wondered what you truly thought, like only order bottled beer amid these stacks of newspapers. And our own Johnny Watermelon has a great question for you, Jared. Is what's behind the bar important in determining a dive bar, like the pickled eggs and things like that? Where does that come in?
Yeah, that's definitely a factor. I mean, the pickled eggs, the gizzards, the, you know, bags of chips, the pig hocks, the beef jerky, the the hilarious signs. There's so much stuff that happens. Cans of sardines. Like, there's so much that goes on behind those bars sometimes. And that's really why the first bar that I did, I really highlighted that. And I highlight the back of the bar every single bar that I go to, because you don't even know what's behind there until you see it for yourself.
How much meat have you won in meat raffles?
Ooh, a lot. I thought this was maybe
pounds
4 or 5 years ago. I thought I was going to get hijacked leaving the bar one night. I had such a great night I won like $300 worth of meat at this meat raffle. And
How much of it was still good by the time you got home?
Security.
How much of it was like about to expire, or was it all really good?
No, it's all really good stuff. And we had a fundraiser for a baseball team. I actually used to be the PA guy for our amateur baseball team, and I dabbled with playing a little bit too. But I'm better behind the mic than I am by, you know, in the field.
Oh, okay. So I guess let's end with maybe your favorite story from any of the places you've gone to, as far as a quintessential experience that you feel like you is a story you tell many times since it's happened.
Oh man. I try to keep my reviews all positive, but for you guys, I'm going to throw in a little extra because it was just mentioned. White Creek Tavern, down by Wisconsin Dells. It was myself, my girlfriend, and my friend Shauna were down there, and I ordered a Busch Light. My girlfriend ordered a Busch Light, and she's usually a Truly's or a White Claw, does something like that. But she knew that this place wasn't going to have, you know, one of those. So she just went with a Busch Light. And then my friend Shauna ordered a Bacardi Limon, a Bacardi and water, a Bacardi Limon and water. And I was like, what? Like, you ordered something out of a bottle, you know, like not a sealed can. And to make a long story short, she ended up drinking like 6 fruit flies before we left. My friend Shauna is a champ. I love her. She's a sport about it. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. But the place is an absolute total dive. But the owners are just the sweetest people ever, though. I mean,
it was extra protein. It was fine. Jared Schutz, thank you so much for joining us. This was super fun. We'll love to have you back sometime, because what a great topic. What a great sense of pride, source of pride for Wisconsin and our dive bars. So definitely follow him at Wisco Dive Bars with underscores in between. Wisco _ dive _ bars, right?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. We'll link all of that to our show notes as well. But Jared, thank you so much. And thank you for your positivity about supporting mom and pop Wisconsin businesses.
Heck yeah.
It's absolutely my pleasure. I enjoy it so much, and I appreciate you guys reaching out to me.
All right. Have a great day. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thanks. I'm on the blame, and I know it's my own damn fault.
A progressive voice from...
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Supreme Court temporarily blocking restrictions on mifepristone, the so-called abortion pill, put into place by a ruling by a Texas judge who reversed the Food and Drug Administration's 2000 approval of the drug. This while the Justice Department asked the Supreme Court to overrule that judge's decision and restore full access to mifepristone. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham telling ABC's This Week.
I think the radical abortion policies of the Biden administration are wrong. But at the end of the day, we're a rule of law nation, and let's see what the Supreme Court does with this.
This weekend, seeing a pair of mass shootings in the South. In Alabama, law enforcement officials confirmed two people have died and multiple people were injured in a shooting in Dadeville. It's about an hour's drive from Montgomery. Police say the shooting happened at a teenage birthday party. No word on suspects or arrests. And someone who hasn't been caught opened fire on people gathered in a Louisville, Kentucky park Saturday night, killing two people, injuring four others. This is ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Liney's and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wildfires are raging in Wisconsin for a third straight day. Crews responded to 21 wildfires yesterday, including the 3,000-acre Arcadia fire. Several people have had to evacuate their homes, but we don't know of anyone getting hurt. There's rain and cooler temperatures in the forecast tomorrow. Fires aren't the only problem in Wisconsin. Flooding on the Wisconsin River means several people in Wausau are having to evacuate their homes. Planners say high water not only poses a danger to people who live in flood zones, but to rescue workers who might be called to pull people out. In sports, the Bucks find out their first-round playoff opponent tonight. It'll either be Miami or Chicago. The Brewers beat San Diego last night 4-3. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Why are so many songs about rainbows, and what's on the other side?
Welcome Rainbow. Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattenair. Greg Mike has moved off the mic. Greg Bach has moved off the mic to make room for our next guests. Sarah has been here multiple times. Sarah Harrison, concerned Waukesha parent, but also Dave Dringenberg is also here, concerned Waukesha parent, to talk about the Alliance for Education in Waukesha. And you may not have heard of the group officially, but you've certainly, if you listen to this show, are aware of the ongoing concerns that many parents have with the Waukesha School Board and decisions that have been made. And the probably the most recent one that got the most attention since there was celebrities involved is Rainbow Land and a first grade class not being allowed to sing a Miley Cyrus song because it's controversial. But that is just the most recent case in a long line of things that have been happening in the school district. And so now there is a lot of organizing going on as far as the Alliance, and you guys released a press release this week. It seems like there's some more press coming. And so wanted to have you guys on to talk more about the goals of the organization, what the priorities are, and also I think any takeaways you've learned as you've been organizing as parents, because I don't think what's happening is in Waukesha is a unique situation, both in Wisconsin or even nationally, as far as school boards that are maybe overreaching. Is that the word that you would use? And so let's just start with either, and either of you can start as far as where, kind of like the background of how we got to where we are right now.
I would say that the whole involvement with school board from a community perspective started with COVID and what precautions were being taken in schools, what parents felt about those precautions. The Alliance itself is, it's really just a ragtag group of parents, I would say, that said, you know what, we're going to draw a line in the sand about the things that we believe to be right for our kids in schools. And that really is focused around safe and healthy and productive learning environments, but also it's about supporting staff. Like, we love our teachers. Mm-hmm. We love our principals. We want there to be civil discourse, conversation about what should be happening in the schools. And so this ragtag group of parents got together and started talking about, you know, what do we envision for the district? Kind of where we grabbed our foothold was the lunch issue. So back in August of 2021, we went from this, no one knew what we were doing, to we were on every news station advocating for universal free lunch for every student in the district, when Waukesha was the one district in the state to opt out of free lunches.
Mm-hmm. What was their reason again for that?
We don't want the kids to be spoiled by a piece of crappy pizza.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Right.
No offense to lunch. I'm sorry to all the lunch workers. The pizza is lovely.
and so we went from this, no one knew what we were doing or who we were, maybe we didn't even have an identity, to we were on every news station that week. We were in the Washington Post. I was on WGN radio that Friday afternoon after the rally. And you go, wow, what just happened? And I think we found our identity as a group of parents concerned out of that. And it's kind of evolved into this, you know, we're a watchdog group. We've got so many parents that are keeping an eye on things as far as right now. You mentioned the press release. It's a bias in our schools against students and teachers that are LGBTQ.
Sarah, do you have anything?
Yeah. Yeah. So I wasn't involved with the Alliance until probably 4 or 6 months ago, because when I was running for school board, I wasn't coordinating with them. I had no idea how much stuff you guys were doing behind the scenes. It's amazing to me how much information you guys have put together. And I'm grateful to be part of the group now. And I do want to throw out there that Rainbow Land is fantastic in terms of the fact that it's getting us lots of attention to what's going on. There are deep-rooted issues. But Rainbow Land is a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our battle cry, is to get this song back. It's something we're able to use to draw attention to things that are happening that are policy-based actions that are biased against our LGBTQ staff and students.
And so I guess that's the next question is, you said watchdog group. And so is it basically being able to be, to have the school board and administration, any even other parents who maybe support the school board, know that, like, we are going to make a stink every time we feel like there is an overreach or bullying or disregard for a protected group of students? Or is there bigger priorities as far as, obviously, maybe the next time there's a school board, because Diane Voigt did just win as far as like flipping the school board. But as far as like as an organized group that went from kind of a ragtag bunch.
We're still ragtag.
Still ragtag. But as far as like what do you feel like priorities are with the newfound attention and maybe organization?
Sure. I think Watchdog is part of it. Like we have parents that are always watching every meeting, whether it's these little committees or it's the full school board. But then it's also putting those what we see into action, from making a stand for students that are LGBTQ. We've helped with playground installation. We've done a food drive for the community. I think there's meat to the story here. It's more than just making a press release mm-hmm. and throwing it to the wolves and seeing who picks up on it. It's about making sure that our schools are safe and productive. And whatever form we can do that, whether it is speaking to the media, whether it is, you know, we put in our press release, we have talked to the Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Division. We have talked to Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction on this. We're trying to follow through with more than just a press release, because a press release might get coverage, but it doesn't fundamentally change what's happening in the schools. And I think we try to engage school board members about these topics, and because they don't see eye to eye with us, they choose not to listen or respond. Mm-hmm. And that's where the press release, like if they would just talk to us or have conversation with us, yeah. I don't think the press releases would be necessary whatsoever. But because they won't engage, they're dug in so mm-hmm. politically that we've changed school board from policy driven to politically driven, that we're harming the educational process in Waukesha because of it.
And so that was going to be my question as far as that, because I was interested in what the follow-up was going to be with so much national attention on Rainbowland and kind of what the, if from the administrative or school board side of it, if they were just going to kind of wait it out because news, you know, the news cycle moves on pretty quickly as far as people have shortest attention spans. And so what in... even though it's a symptom, but mm-hmm. there was a lot of attention yep. that was brought to the Waukesha School District, to that elementary school. And so what was the reaction? And it sounds like potentially there was no conversation. So what did they say?
So I did get a response from one of our board members that said, this would be better to talk about in person. I said, great. When do you want to talk? And they said, well, after it's resolved, maybe in a month or so. Well, after it's resolved isn't when you talk about these things, right? So
what was the resolution?
I don't know.
What does resolve look like in this yeah. scenario?
I mean, I guess the resolution is kids get to sing Rainbow Connection, but that's not the problem we really want to talk about. We're calling for the school board to remove the anti-LGBTQ bias from policies and from actions that are stemming from the policies in terms of how things are implemented, such as the removal of safe space signs as being a controversial issue. That shouldn't be a controversial issue. We want them to put those things back. And we also want them to reinstate the diversity team that was put on pause in August 2021.
What was that?
The diversity educational
equity.
Leadership. Equity. Thank you.
Equity the CRT team.
Leadership.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, exactly. You uncovered the plot. Yeah. Yeah. No, diversity, equity, leadership team.
Well,
even if you don't have the numbers off the top of your head, but obviously, Sarah, you've come on the show and been very honest about
yeah.
your kids who are part of the LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. but also like so often it feels like the two kind of go hand in hand in the last two plus years as far as what's been going on in school districts. There's one hand diversity when it comes to race mm-hmm. and teaching about that, teaching inclusion about that, teaching empathy about that. And there's also different but same with all the trans attacks and the LGBTQ stuff. And so do you see the two overlapping together with what you guys are working on?
Yeah, it's absolutely an intersectional effort where we want everyone to feel welcome and safe in our schools. It's not just about one specific group. It's about everyone feeling welcomed into the educational process. Because if you're sitting in a, excuse me, if you're a kid sitting in a classroom and you're worried about being bullied or being excluded, you're not focused on algebra and you're not getting the educational experience that you should be getting.
Our guests are Sarah Harrison and Dave Dreigenberg, who are with the Alliance for Education in Waukesha. And Dave, I have to laugh when you call yourself a ragtag bunch of parents who got together, but you are actually genuinely a grassroots organization as opposed to some of these other groups like Moms for Liberty, which are not. And they're the ones who are kind of driving a lot of these policies. Is that correct?
You mean George Soros isn't bankrolling you guys?
I mean, I hate to give us up, but no, of course not. We have
waiting for that check to clear. I don't know.
We have no budget. We have no hierarchical leadership. Like just really whoever shows up to a meeting or whoever chips in on a press release or whomever, hey, I'm going to answer the email. Like, we just make it happen some way. None of us are paid. We all just, it's so important to us, Jane. That we make time for it because our kids are important to us. And especially, like you mentioned, the marginalized kids, Sarah, like those kids that maybe don't have as much of a voice to begin with, we want to make sure they have that voice too. And that's often the criticism we get from the school board is, oh, you're only speaking up for one segment of kids. No, we're speaking up for the kids that have a tough time speaking up for themselves. Or bullied because of their sheer existence. You know, we talked with a student not that long ago, and they said, my existence as an LGBTQ person is not political. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. My kids are pretty young. They're in elementary school. Mm-hmm. I don't know who they will be attracted to, who they're going to love. But I know if they were attracted to someone of their same gender, that I would not feel comfortable sending them to Waukesha schools right now.
Wow.
And that's, I think, the goal of this ragtag group of parents is to make sure that every kid would feel welcome.
And so, speaking of the parents, because I think often, and maybe it's changing because we're seeing more and more engagement, I think, across political levels, local, state, nation. But I would imagine that when you go to a school board meeting and the parents who are there, it's the people who are the most engaged on, but also on the both, like the ends of the spectrum potentially. And so when you have the conversations with parents who are not showing up in, you know, offensive t-shirts or, you know, because I say that because I specifically saw one on the Waukesha school board TikTok. But, you know, so there's obviously the parents whose minds are not going to change, but what has been the reaction to the noise you're making to more of the, I don't want to say apathetic, We'll say not as, don't have as much of a dog in the fight.
It's always,
parents.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
To sit around and watch a school board meeting on YouTube, like some school night, like no one wants to
No one wants to do that.
But then if you do watch it and you're like, oh my gosh, they're trying to ban books. Or, oh my gosh, like they're taking away autonomy from kids that are transgender. Like that doesn't seem right. And those Rainbow Land instances or the school lunch instance, those help bring involvement, I think, from maybe that middle section that might be detached from involvement right now.
We'll talk a little bit more about that on the way back because I think that is super interesting as far as the silent middle, if we want to call it that, as far as people. There's a lot more of those people, and how do we engage them? All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We will keep the conversation going about the Alliance for Education in Waukesha in just a minute.
Hi.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 58. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows level off around 35. A mixture of precipitation likely again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking to Sarah Harrison and Dave Dringenberg from the Alliance for Education in Waukesha, and they have been very involved in standing up to some of the things that have been happening in this, the Waukesha School Board District, or the Waukesha School District with the Waukesha School Board when it comes to disregard, bullying, targeting LGBTQ students. Even some teachers who were trying to, I actually saw this. So the first grade teacher who originally had a kind of was the whistleblower as, and made it known on Twitter that Ray Milland had gotten, axed is on administrative leave right now.
Yep. Yep. They did that. Yeah.
And so I saw that yesterday as far as, and I think I was wondering what the ramifications for her was going to be, because I got to talk to her on the phone a little bit, and she was great, but she also did not seem like she was backing down or really scared of any ramifications that were going to happen to her, which is great, but also I was wondering what they, when, if the shoe was going to drop.
I think everyone's got a line in the sand that they draw and say, you know what, this is as much as I can take. I'm not going to speak for her or really even about that, but all I'll say is I think we all have a line in the sand to draw and say, enough's enough. And I think, like you said, this this group of parents that calls themselves the Alliance for Education in Waukesha, I think everyone stands up for things that they believe in. I think that helps guide the group, maybe, as far as what our lines in the sand are. I know that special ed in the district is going to be something that's coming up that we feel like the district isn't giving that enough attention. You know, there was the joint Committee on Finance last week that met in Waukesha. One of the big things that's being pushed there are two big things, I would say. One of them is special ed reimbursement from the state, because it's dropped to, like, I think 30% from what the district spends. And really, it should be about 60%. And I think that's something that, like, I know our school board and superintendent are all on board with. But another thing I know came up was, again, universal free lunch last week. And that's where community involvement comes in, is like, who's going to know that we stand for these things unless we stand up for them ourselves and encourage our friends and the parents in the drop-off line at school or pickup line to do those same kinds of things, is to speak up. The question is always, what is it that we do?
Yeah. And so, speaking of something that you are doing tonight, there is a rally.
Yes, we are rallying in support of our LGBTQ community here in Waukesha, and specifically in the Waukesha community, in the Waukesha School District, and telling them that, you know, we see you, we appreciate you, we support you, and we're going to sing a little song for them, too.
Which song?
Well, you'll be shocked to learn that we're going to sing Rainbow Land.
No!
I know!
How'd you come up with that? Maybe an encore of Rainbow Connection after
maybe,
that?
Maybe.
Where is it going to be?
So it's at the Lindholm Building, which is
222 Maple Avenue in downtown Waukesha.
So is it right around here?
It is right around the corner. I saw pictures last night on social media that apparently someone took the opportunity to draw some rainbows on the sidewalk in front of the building.
Fantastic.
Night.
We love that.
And it's in sidewalk chalk, so it's not that not permanent.
It's not spray paint.
Yeah, right.
And so if anyone's listening right now and they want to get more information, where can they find that?
So I would say probably they can go to the Facebook page for the Alliance. Mm-hmm.
Alliance Waukesha is the website, alliancewaukesha.org. You can find email, you can see the press releases, you can be in touch if you want to show up tonight and need more information. But also if you're a parent in the district who would like to have a voice or speak up for something. And I also think it's a great way for other communities to connect as well. You know, we talked about that during the break.
I was going to, because this is, you know, we air all across the state right now. And I don't think, I think Waukesha, because we're here, we've given a lot of attention to, but I don't think this is a unique story. Obviously, no. Kiel, Wisconsin has gone through similar things last year. I've heard different things in Kettle Moraine. Like, I've heard similar stories happen across the state as far as school board members, diversity issues, trans, LGBTQ. And so I guess as the advice you might have to other ragtag parents, as you guys have been able to work on this, come together, get some great press for it. So I guess what advice or even a playbook would you give to people who are outside of Waukesha who are inspired by what you guys have been able to do so far?
So there's an old adage that says, when someone tells you who they are, believe them. And I think people need to really pay attention to what activities are happening in their schools. And if something looks like a red flag and a warning that your school is going down a bad path, it probably is. So take action early. Have folks who are aligned with your views that are willing to run for school board and support them and vocalize for them and organize for them. We see that WIS Red is organizing and getting a lot of folks onto school boards. They only got two this time in Waukesha because we got Diane Voigt. But we know there's a concerted, very organized effort on the other side of this issue. We have to counter organize or we will never have a voice at the table.
The only thing I'd add to that would be don't expect someone else to do the work. Mm-hmm. Don't expect someone else to be the voice that speaks up. Often it's incumbent upon, if you know, what is the old adage, if you see something, say something. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and in New York City subway sign.
Right. I think that's why I got involved, because I wasn't sure if everyone felt comfortable speaking up, and I knew I had a voice. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage everyone out there to use the voice, connect with parents that you know. Like I said, have those conversations at the drop-off line or the pickup line at school or whatever that might be, just to say, how is it you see things unfolding in our district right now?
Don't make assumptions about where other parents stand.
Yes. You read my mind. Sometimes those conversations are intimidating and a little bit scary because I've talked to so many folks who say, I thought I was just this blue dot in a red sea. And it's not, I'm not trying to make it all binary political. It's not about that. But folks assume that people around them might not be on the same side of an issue. You know what? Have a conversation. Find out.
But there's also opportunity for purple there, too.
Yes, I think
there are common grounds as far as, like, I mean, the whole lunch issue was a purple issue for probably 95% of Waukesha. There was the 5% that was, they're going to be against it just because maybe the Alliance was speaking up. but I think things like special ed, a blank goal of ours to be healthy and safe is purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, so much of this shouldn't be political, right?
No.
It's just helping kids have the best environment possible to learn in.
Preach.
So, all right.
Preach.
Yes. Snaps. All right. Dave Dringenberg, Sarah Harrison, thank you so much for your work. Thank you for joining us today. Can't wait to hear more about the progress that you guys have.
Thanks
for having us.
All right. We'll take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, Wisconsin dive bars. What's the criteria to be a Wisconsin dive bar? We're going to talk about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit beattussle.com and get connected with Boat Hustle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.